Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're not going to be your parents one more day.
Yes, that's right.
Not one more day. You're going to chart a new course for your future and your children and grandchildren's future.
Yes.
And to get out of generations of dysfunction in your marriage.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you.
So let me talk about conflict resolution for just a minute. 4 steps to resolving conflict in marriage. Number one, confront in a loving and positive manner. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The research proves a conversation never rises above the level of the first 3 minutes. If you begin a conversation negative, you can't get past it. You have to stop and come back later on. And so when you begin a conversation, a confrontation, you begin by saying, honey, I love you. I'm glad I'm married to you. We're on the same team. I know this thing's going to work out. I'm upset. I want to talk to you. You don't say, I'm sick of you. You're just a bad person. And you meant to do this to me. And I don't know how this conversation is going to turn out, but I've got 1hourdivorce.com on my computer in there. It's going to be a bad conversation. You come in with your guns blazing, accusing each other, making threats. It's going to be a bad conversation. You start, a soft answer turns away wrath. And so I'm going to begin by saying, honey, I love you. This thing's going to work out. We're on the same team. Now, let me stop right here and I'm going to say something. Now, some of you came out of dysfunctional homes like Karen and me. And you came out of homes where there were threats, there was verbal abuse, there was all kinds of nonsense that went on. And you knew it was wrong, but you still, to some degree, are in those same ruts, okay? And so one of the things that I want you to make an intention of during this conference, and that is, you're not going to do that anymore. That's not okay anymore. You're not going to be your parents one more day.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Not one more day. You're going to chart a new course for your future and your children and grandchildren's future. And to get out of generations of dysfunction in your marriage. And that's what Karen and I did. I'm so thankful that when we were our early 20s, we made the decision, we are not doing this anymore. We are living for Jesus, and we are going to live our lives according to the Bible. Number two, confront in a loving manner, complain and don't criticize. There's a big difference between complaining and criticizing. Criticizing is about you. You did this, and you, the judge and jury have met, and we have passed down a verdict, and so we're going to give you leniency if you confess. That's what criticizing is, okay? Criticizing is all about you, and when a person begins to point their finger and accuse, we naturally become defensive and close our hearts. Complaining isn't about you at all, it's about me, okay? So I come to Karen, and I say to her, Karen, yesterday you said this and this to me. I don't know if you remember, but yesterday morning you said this and this to me. I don't know what you meant by it, but can I tell you how it made me feel? And I'm not saying you meant anything bad by it at all. Okay, can I tell you how it made me feel? It made me feel like you were paying me back for what happened the day before. And I say that to Karen, and Karen says, Jimmy, what happened the day before? I don't even remember. And I say, well, you know, we just had a few words, but, you know, I just felt like, he said, no, I didn't feel that way at all. In fact, I just didn't feel good. I remember what you're talking about. I just didn't feel good. I had a headache or whatever. Okay, great. Well, we talked it out. Rather than coming to her and saying, you know, what you said to me yesterday, you're evil. And you meant to do it because you were paying me back. How's that conversation going to end?
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to repent for being evil, my precious wife. So I can complain. Tell each other how you're feeling. Just don't accuse. Number three, listen to your spouse. Believe your spouse. Now remember, if you've gone to bed on anger, you don't believe them. You believe they're the devil. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And so, again, if you've gone to bed on a lot of anger, you have to get to the point of forgiveness and asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, let me see them through your eyes. Let me see them through different eyes than I've had before. But when they're talking to you and telling you the answer, unless you have some compelling reason not to believe what they're saying, you believe them. Number four, you forgive it and let it go. You forgive it. You have to forgive. We have to stay tenderhearted for each other. Listen, if I punish you, I haven't forgiven you. And if I keep bringing it up, I haven't forgiven you. Forgiveness means it's over. There's not going to be any punishment that comes as a result of this. This is a finished issue. And so let me talk about forgiveness for just a minute, and then we'll close. And that is, Jesus said in Luke 6:28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who spitefully use you. When a person has hurt you and you're wounded in your heart, the healing in your heart comes as you bless that person. A lot of people say to me, Jimmy, so-and-so did this to me and I have forgiven them 100 times, but nothing ever changes. And I tell them this because I've dealt with this in my own life. You will not hate a person for long that you're blessing on a regular basis. And if you wake up every day and you bless that person who abused you, you bless that person who ripped you off, you bless that ex-spouse, you bless that business partner, you bless your spouse for whatever they've done, and you pray blessing on them, it will heal your heart. And you'll be able to see them through a different light. And so in your marriage, I promise you're going to have anger. Now that doesn't take any faith for most of you to believe. You're going to have anger. In the future, you're going to have anger. You're good people. You're godly people. But you're people. We never get so mature that we don't get angry. Own your anger. Let anger be legal in your home. Just say, it's fine to be angry in our home. It's fine to express anger. But we're just going to do it in the proper manner. And we're going to sit down every day. We're not going to let things accumulate for weeks or months. We're going to sit down every day. I'm going to give you the right to complain, not criticize. I'm going to give you the right to complain, and I want you to complain. I don't want you to sit on anger. If you're frustrated with me, if there's anything wrong, I don't want you to sit on that. So after 47 years, Karen and I, you know, we have a private little language. I'm sure you do too. But part of our private little language is I say to Karen on a regular basis, are you okay? And here's the interpretation of that, okay? If there's one thing wrong in your life, I will stop everything else in my life and make that wrong thing right. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much energy it takes. I don't care how much money it takes. If there's one thing in your life that's not right, I am completely your servant to make that right. Is everything all right? And Karen will look at me and say, yeah. And she's, the sister's honest. Let me just say that right now. You know what that means? There's not one thing in her heart against me. There's not one thing in her life that isn't right as it relates to me. You know something? The most important thing in my life is serving Karen Evans. You say, well, most important thing in your life ought to be serving Jesus. It is. He told me to serve Karen. The first mission in my life is to serve her. And if she isn't happy, I'm not serving Jesus properly. And that's the atmosphere of our home. So I want you to take each other's hand again. Let me pray for you again. Lord, we just come to you, and we all had imperfect parents, some very imperfect. And they taught us wrong in some ways. And they just kind of weren't good models sometimes. And Lord, we forgive them. We just forgive them. They had the same baggage given to them. But Lord, we forgive our parents and we bless our parents. But we pray today and we dedicate this marriage to Jesus Christ. We don't want to live another day of our lives in the ruts of the past. But we want a new future. And Holy Spirit, we pray, heal our hearts. Heal our hearts of hurts and disappointments and words and things that between us, Lord, that we haven't been able to resolve. Heal us and help us to begin to resolve anger and conflict within our relationship in a righteous and godly way, and to teach that to our children and grandchildren. But Lord, I bless these couples, and I'm just praying right now that anger would just be released. It would just evaporate into the air, and that we would see each other through your eyes, and we would remember why we're married and why we're together. Bless this couples. Bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.